WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Nearly 125,000 CenterPoint Energy customers in the Houston area are without power. That says 5,700ths of an inch of rain have fallen at the airport, Easterwood Airport, since storms have moved in early this morning. 14 outages affecting 1,100 BTU customers currently, while two outages in the College Station Utility District affecting about 30 customers. Dissension on the Bryan City Council reached a new level last night.
I apologize for everyone. Sometimes these meetings do get a little feisty.
Mayor Jason Bianski's apology followed a minute-long argument with Councilman Mike Sutherland.
You're trying to hide something.
You're not an account CPA.
I know where this stuff is.
You're out of order, sir.
After Sutherland left council chambers, his request for more documentation about the city's involvement in the Traditions development was denied on a 4-2 vote. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada said Sutherland was still entitled as a council member to the information he wanted. All that followed a nearly hour-long debate about an outside auditor's report that agreed with city staff that almost $59 million has gone into Traditions, not 73, as Sutherland initially reported.
You're mixing again apples and oranges. You're not
looking
at this.
That's what you say, but I don't say so.
Well, but I'm a finance major.
Well, what I'm trying to get to is not related, really.
They're absolutely related
because you're telling what the actual cost is, how much money's been spent.
Numbers from CPA Brian Reed of Dallas were challenged by Sutherland as the councilman awaits more records going back to 1998. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
BTU customers who live in Bryan will be footing the $13 million cost of burying power lines underground along South College from Villa Maria to the South City limits. A Bryan City Council majority directed staff to proceed with the relocation, which is part of a joint project with the Texas Department of Transportation. The cost would be divided among the 36,000 BTU customers in Bryan and not include the 14,000 outside the city. The average residential customer would be charged another $1.75 a month. Councilman Rafael Pena considered the rate increase a tax, and he brought up his much-attempted plan to build a sidewalk along Sandy Point Road from Highway 21 west to the Forest Park Apartments.
To go forward with a $13 million project and I can't get some sidewalks on a quarter of a mile on Sandy Point Road for safety, and this is more important, I can't swallow that.
Mike Sutherland and Al Sines also voiced opposition, while other supporters included the mayor, Greg Owens, Ben Hardiman, and Bobby Simank. Criticism of funding state universities from Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick came the day before the Texas A&M System Board of Regents take up next year's operating budgets. Patrick told reporters during a news conference in Austin that since 2003, median household income and the consumer price index have risen 32%, and the A&M reported tuition and fees has increased 97%. Patrick says with the additional money, student outcomes have not made a dramatic change.
About 6 or 7% increase in graduation rate. In fact, still today, less than 50% of students are graduating in 6 years.
Next year's proposed operating budget in College Station, including the Health Science Center, totals almost $2 billion. More than 50 local businesses will be in one place tomorrow for the annual Chamber of Commerce job fair. The Chamber's Kim Dyer encourages prospective employees to bring their resumes and be appropriately dressed.
Bring a resume, look like you're dressing for work. More than likely, whoever you're talking to at that moment is going to be the person that's in charge of hiring. So you definitely want to impress.
A list of employers is online at bcschamber.org. Tomorrow's job fair is from noon until 4 at the Hilton in College Station. Bryan Police has released a store video of a man wanted for using a stolen credit card to make $4,200 of purchases at local stores. You can see the video online at WTAW.com. Anyone with information is asked to contact Brazos County Crime Stoppers or Bryan Police. The Bryan School District is among 13 recipients of a Texas Education Agency grant to show off their early college high school around the state. Staff at Bryan Collegiate will be providing professional development for other districts starting similar programs. Collegiate, which opened in 2007, gives students the opportunity to earn 60 hours from Blinn College. The grant will pay for mentoring, technical assistance, webinars, and open houses involving those who will develop new campuses. WTAW News Time is 7:10 at 62 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 7:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2016-2017 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July 6th.
Just point, click, permit, tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2016-2017 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on Sunday, May 1st. Hundreds of local kids will take part learning how to start, own, and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's not only a fun, free citywide event, it's even a nationwide event. And kids get to make and keep the money they earn. New this year, kids can choose a fun online experience, Lemonopolis. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com. LemonadeDayBCS.com.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 16th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in categories for the best in services, places, and food in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
Things you learn while camping. When you take the little ones fishing, sometimes they catch the biggest fish. We wouldn't have it any other way. Get your camping and fishing story started at RV Station in Bryan. You can always reel in the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Get your family's adventure started in a brand new Keystone hideout for zero down and just $232 a month. That's pretty inexpensive family entertainment. This one's stock number is 3716, sales price of $20,995, 144 months at 6.9. 9 APR WAC. Come see us at RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, or shop over 500 campers at RVStation.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why people like Caldwell Country.
We have a team atmosphere out here. People work together, and the number one thing that we want to do is please the customer. Oh, I think this is an unusual dealership because you don't get the pressure, the high-pressure sales deal you get a lot. The people here are friendly. Come in, look around. We can help you. Let us know. We want you to feel good, look around, see what we have, and see if we can make a good deal for you.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
Good morning, good morning. It's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. Or at Wiltons.com, you can shop them right there. Wiltons with furniture, supplies, and so much more.
Mostly cloudy skies during this morning with scattered showers and thunderstorms, some heavy. Then it should become partly sunny this afternoon. High temperature in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy skies during tonight, 64 to 68. A mixture of clouds and sunshine on Thursday. Maybe a late day shower or thunderstorm in the mid to upper 80s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday night, low 70s then. And an isolated shower or thunderstorm on Friday into the 80s. This is Gary Bass, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I'll tell you how the Texas A&M baseball team fared against UT Arlington last night. Also, I got some updates on the MLB and the NBA. It's in sports on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you go. It's Brad. He's our new infomaniac. He joined yesterday and got up and made it to the second day in a row. That's good.
Yeah. Well, the third day. This is third day.
Well, that's right. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Oh, is it already Wednesday?
Yeah. It is Wednesday. Oh, yeah. Okay. Sneaks up on you.
And, you know, so far, I guess it's agreeing with me.
Okay. That's a good thing. All right. So showers, the lead edge on this stuff is just getting to Port Arthur. Much like New Orleans, they need a bath about every day. And it's up along the Sabine River and hugging the Texas coast. It actually has cleared Houston. That's how fast this thing is moving. So, I guess the lead edge here was about 4 o'clock, and now here it is 7 o'clock. So it took 3 hours to get through and beyond Houston. So it's moving pretty quickly. That's one good thing. Lots of heavy wind, though.
Poor Houston.
So, yeah, that whole area has had really probably enough of that.
Yeah.
So, seems like there was a rather feisty meeting.
Oh, sure.
At the Bryan City Council chambers last night. We almost got to
did two, did not. Now, almost. We're not quite there, but we were pretty close. So we'll hope for did two, did not at some point in the very near future. But this morning, we just happened, it happens to be Nancy Berry's turn. This would be a good time for us to have Brian on, but that's okay. We'll be talking to the folks from Brian before the end of the week. So, and I believe that Mayor Bianski apologized to the public. I don't know. Do we have that freestanding piece, or is that recorded?
I do, if you'll give me a moment.
Okay, because that was in Bill Oliver's report about the Bryan City Council. They discussed really several things last night.
Yeah. Right? I apologize for everyone. Sometimes these meetings do get a little feisty.
Yeah, they get a little feisty, but
I'll say.
Not as feisty as they get in Alexander City, Alabama.
Oh,
yeah. Yesterday, the Alexander City Mayor, Charles Shaw, and his wife, Laverne, were charged with third-degree assault after engaging in a post-council meeting brawl with a councilman. Yeah. It's in Tallapoosa County. I can't make that up. Tallapoosa County. The sheriff, Jimmy Abbott, confirmed that the pair was booked into the county jail. Oh, it was Tuesday afternoon because they had the ruckus on Monday night. Now, if you go to the whatever newspaper covers Tallapoosa County, they've got pictures of the mayor, Charlie Shaw, and his wife, Laverne, in matching black and white prison gear. Yeah, which is pretty cool.
They're still doing the traditional black and white.
They are. He said he turned themselves in, and bond was set at $1,000. Now, Tony Goss, who's a councilman, obtained arrest warrants from the circuit court in Alexander City against the couple after being allegedly punched and kicked following Monday evening council meeting. So, and media reports say that, and so does the sheriff. So, we'll see.
Wow. Huh. And I only have one question.
Yeah.
Where do you find that delightful ditty?
You like that?
Yeah.
I know. I had to search around for that. That was harder to find than the story, as a matter of fact.
That's nice.
A reporter for the Alexander Outlook witnessed the altercation. Now, they only have one picture. Where? I mean, look. How many people there had video cameras?
Oh, yeah. Did they live stream that?
They did not.
What?
And all we got, the only picture that we've got is Mayor Shaw, who I'd say is closer to 60 than any other age, pretty much doing a kung fu one kick out at the city councilman. And his wife is standing there, and she's pointing her finger at him and obviously saying some things. But nonetheless, I like the idea that it's in Tallapoosa County, Alabama. Just want to let you know. We're doing well, but the bar has been raised by others. So there's that. And then there's the story of how New York State police say an upstate New York mayor allegedly provided his village with 111 road signs belonging to the State Department of Transportation. He provided them.
Wow.
Yes. Investigators say that Frank Morocco works as a sign shop foreman for the Department of Transportation there in New York. He's accused of stealing the signs and giving them to the village where he's mayor. Well, I can get you some signs. We'll have to worry about that. Yeah. They may not say exactly what we need, but we'll just rename some streets and everything will be fine.
Don't worry. I got a guy.
Yeah. So
there's
we got
not a San Jacinto Street around here.
Yeah. We got a mayor in Alabama, Tallapoosa County, Alabama, kicking at a city councilman. And we got a mayor up in New York who's stealing signs. So I'd say everything's just fine. Later on today, things that you didn't know yesterday, you'll know by the end of the day. And we also tell you now, instead of a selfie stick, because, you know, selfie sticks are getting to be, well, a bit of an annoyance to people.
Mm-hmm.
More and more places, they're being basically banned. So instead of your selfie stick, a company called Zero, working on an autonomous drone called the Hover Camera that will follow you around everywhere, snapping photos and shooting video. As the name suggests, this drone is mainly for aerial photography and videography, but what makes it even cooler is the fact that it has the propellers are fully enclosed inside a carbon fiber frame, making it the safest drone ever.
Ooh.
You can literally grab it whenever you like without having to worry about your fingers getting whacked by the blades. So
yeah,
walking around with you.
That won't annoy anybody,
nah,
I'm sure. Yeah.
I think it'll be fine. So are we going to end up with what? Olympic White House fence jumping? This happened again yesterday. White House placed on lockdown after a guy jumped the fence at the Eisenhower Executive Office building next door. That suspect taken into custody by uniformed officers without incident about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That man was allegedly running from the scene of a robbery that occurred on 17th Street. So he decides he's going to jump a fence, and that's the fence he jumps. Probably not a good idea.
Whoops.
Yeah, 7:21. Oh, did you see this yesterday? Canada's health minister announced they are going to introduce a bill in Canada that would legalize marijuana.
Oh, go figure.
In all of Canada?
In all of Canada.
What's that to boot?
Well, I don't know. Are they going to change the leaf that they've got on their flag?
I think they pronounce it marijuana.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. So somebody will Photoshop that on, so we'll get a chance to see that. In the meantime, they kind of snuck this out yesterday. Mitsubishi announced that they used fuel economy testing methods that do not comply with the regulations set in Japan. And they haven't done it for the last 25 years, much longer than anybody had ever imagined. The announcement followed last week's news that it had manipulated test data for 4 domestic minivan vehicles, including 2 it produced for Nissan. Now they're telling us they've been doing this for 25 years. Just saying. So TSA, now, aren't there, we had a story last week about the number of people who missed their flights because TSA was so backed up that they couldn't get their work done. Now they say that they discovered a record number of guns in people's luggage last week. What was last week? I mean, we'd already paid our taxes, so that wasn't it.
Well, tax refunds.
Oh, is that it? Oh.
They were mad.
Purchased them.
I don't know exactly what the number was, but nonetheless, that's what they say, and it's a rather short story here. Mm. Oh, wait, look here. Wait, there's Taco Bell has a new product out.
Oh, finally. I have needed to make lunch plans for today.
Okay, now see, now Brad, Kevin was a real aficionado of Taco Bell.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently so. But I would mention Taco Bell and then just stand back and let those two go because the actual focus, 2-person focus group that breaks out every time I mention Taco Bell with those two is pretty astounding.
So the bar's set pretty high is what you're saying.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if you're a Taco Bell person, if you frequent Taco Bell. I don't know.
I like it.
Okay. All right.
Kind of.
Well, but see, Patrick, I think it's in his top 3 choice.
Yeah.
Ooh. Is that fair?
It's easy. Well, yeah, cheap, easy, and when you go for Taco Bell, you go to Taco Bell for Taco Bell. You're not looking for good food. You're looking for
You know what you're going to get.
Recognizable food.
Dead on.
Now, how many Taco Bells do we have here in town?
There's at least 4 that I can.
Really? Okay, I could think of 3.
Oh, 5. I'm up to 5 now.
Oh, really?
Wow.
So now there's one on Texas Avenue there near like the Whataburger and the McDonald's, right? By the Sonic.
I'm losing that one. Which one are you talking about?
Right by, it's north of the curve, the bend.
Oh, over in Bryan. Yes,
okay,
yes.
That one.
There's Harvey Road.
Mm-hmm.
There's 29.
Harvey Road. That one is fantastic. Every time I drive by there, how does that work?
You get the Reggie experience there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what that means.
Well, there's a guy named I think his name was also
there?
Reggie McNeil. He used to be at the Northgate one, which is the 5th one that I was thinking of.
All right.
He was there. Just a wonderful guy. You can hear his voice through the intercom. He'll be like, hey, good afternoon.
Really? Oh, so yeah. We've got like a Taco Bell celebrity.
He recognizes me by face because I'm just always, hey, Reggie, good to see you again. And he knows me now. So, I mean, it's just a great guy.
Yeah, he won an award for being so personable a few years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, anyway, over there. And then a Tower Point. So, and there's probably more. Those are the 5
so, I mean,
I've been to at some point.
What's the advantage of being recognized at the drive-in window at Taco Bell? I'm just asking.
I'm just happier.
Okay, that's cool.
So that's it, yeah.
All right, that's fine.
A sense of well-being.
Okay. You never
which is great for what's about to follow.
Yes, exactly right. Now, they've managed to apparently outdo themselves once again with the naked crispy chicken chalupa.
I think I'll pass.
Grub grade report. Listen, though. They have come up with the all-new delicacy that features a fried chicken shell.
Oh.
And is test marketing it in select spots like Lawrenceville, Kansas, where if it fails, nobody even knows where Lawrenceville is, so it won't matter. Taco Bell added a waffle taco to the menu for a short stint back in 2014 and also created goodies like the biscuit taco and, of course, your favorite, I know, Doritos Loco.
Yes.
Yeah, you like that. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. So, did you look this up?
Yeah, I did. It's, I mean, the shell is fried chicken.
Well,
that so I sort of changed my tune there. Also, I think they're setting themselves up to do a chicken and waffle offering later on, since they already had the waffle taco.
All right, so now what they did then is they took a piece of chicken and slammed it down and then curved it and fried it? Is that basically what it did?
Slammed it down. You're assuming they didn't make it a slurry and just spread it out across the griddle. Sort of folded over.
Chicken slurry.
Uh-huh.
You heard it here
first.
Hey,
how do you think you get your nuggets?
Once again, I haven't eaten a hot dog since they used the word slurry. And I saw how it's made or whatever.
A colloidal suspension.
Yeah. 726. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Bottom line is the weather is out of here. It's actually, again, along the Texas coast. So we're done with that. Cooled things down a little bit, but they're going to warm up. Look for a high temperature today of around 87 degrees, and then tonight 67. About the same thing for tomorrow. Chances of rain back into the forecast on Friday at 40%, 50% Friday night, and 70% on Saturday, but we'll still be in the 80s through that time. Right now, winds out of the northwest at 16. We have 62 degrees out there.
Redecorating your home with new flooring can be serious business, but it can also be fun with Zorneman Flooring. We love what we do here at Zorneman Flooring. It is our pleasure to help you, whether building a new home or remodeling an existing. We can help with all the color and design decisions with ease. Stop by our showroom at the corner of Boonville and Wildflower Drive and browse from a wide selection of all leading brands for floors, showers, and backsplashes. You can also find us at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
TheHill.com says health insurance companies are very soon going to raise Obamacare premiums because they've been losing too much money. Really? Losing money selling a product the government requires all of us to buy? Yeah, see, The Hill is worried that the Republicans will use this news to attack Democrats during the election cycle. Now, the article says that many insurers lost money because they didn't charge you enough for their premiums at the beginning of all this. Well, now, whose fault is that? And now they're discovering their insurance pools are smaller and sicker than they originally anticipated. Blue Cross Blue Shield also is complaining. They say that their new Obamacare enrollees had medical costs 22% higher than clients who get their health insurance at work. And earlier this month, United Healthcare announced that they're pulling out of most Obamacare exchanges by the end of next year. By then, their losses may well total over $1 billion. As soon as they announced the pullout, their stock prices went up. Now, the Obama administration claims that new premium increases will be modest. And Hillary Clinton's on the campaign trail praising Obamacare at every opportunity. But she is never confronted by the drive-by media about Obamacare's dismal failure, including the lie that it would reduce healthcare premiums by $2,500. The bottom line, Republicans ought to use Obamacare as a campaign issue, not just because it's good politics, but because Obamacare is literally shrinking our economy and taking opportunity and wealth creation right along with it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, one of the largest and most profitable fields in business today is corporate training, executive coaching, and speaking. It has become an $11 billion annual industry. Now, if you've been thinking of entering this exploding corporate training market, you need to become certified by the John Maxwell team. I have seen and heard success stories of people who become certified Maxwell corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers, and I am impressed. Maxwell is the global authority. They've been at this for more than 40 years. Now, when you become Maxwell certified, you'll be able to profit from this booming business. The fastest growing, largest certification program in the world, the John Maxwell team, has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for years all over the world. Become a Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. For more than 1 hour last night, the Bryan City Council debated an outside CPA's report that almost $59 million has been spent on the Traditions development, which came within $1 of the number reached by the city staff.
Findings from Dallas CPA Brian Reed, based on information provided by city staff, were questioned by Rafael Pena.
And there's a lot of numbers that were not being counted. So
what numbers do you refer to that are not being counted?
I would like to know what numbers you're
specifically
talking about
attacking my report that's not comprehensive, and so I think I'm entitled to understand what it is that I did not include.
When Pena and Mike Sutherland were challenged by City Manager Keene Register, Pena demanded an apology.
From our very first meeting, we told you we were using general ledger information from past administrations, and you agreed to that. Both of you were fine with that. And now, once you start to understand maybe that your numbers aren't correct, you're coming up now saying
Mayor, I don't want to be lectured by the city manager.
You're saying our base numbers aren't right.
I want to rise to a point of personal privilege. I want an apology from the city manager for attacking my character.
Mayor Jason Bayinski slammed his gavel at the end of the hour-long debate after asking Sutherland why he did not want a review of the city's investment at the Park Hudson development.
I would ask, why are we so concerned about traditions? Why don't you care about the east side?
I object.
You said the developers...
I object, Mayor. That's a violation of the ethics policy.
Why the concern for one and not the others?
Because you're trying to hide something. If you weren't trying to hide something, you'd give me the information.
This is the worst deal.
We spent $10,000 of taxpayer dollars.
He said he didn't look
I'm
at
not
BCD.
The expert, sir.
He didn't look at BCD.
You're not
look
an account CPA. This gentleman
well,
was.
I know where this stuff
you're
is.
You're out of order, sir.
Sutherland will be meeting with the city manager and chief financial officer to acquire more information about the city's investment in Traditions dating back to 1998. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A majority of the Bryan City Council members want to proceed with burying power lines along South College from Villa Maria to the South City limits. The more than $13 million project would be paid by BTU customers who live in the city. The average residential customer would pay another $1.75 a month. Councilman Ben Hardiman is among the supporters.
It achieves the result of what College Station has achieved on Texas Avenue. And I think it's an opportunity to take our first step and see what the community thinks of the result.
Mike Sutherland says that kind of money should be spent first to bury power lines under Texas.
Because that's where you're going to get your greatest number of people seeing it, is on Texas Avenue. And I just don't see how I can, in good conscience, with all the needs we have, do it on South. A vote for South College being improved like that.
Mayor Jason Bayinski says because it's a joint project with the Texas Department of Transportation, it's costing the city less. South College is being rebuilt between Villa Maria and Sulphur Springs, and new sidewalks and bike paths are also involved. If you or someone you know is looking for a job, you can check out 55 prospective employers in one location tomorrow at the Chamber of Commerce Job Fair. The Chamber's Kim Dyer says those who make hiring decisions will be participating.
Bring several copies of your resume and be ready to hand that out. We'll also have a resume review booth, so if you do need a little help polishing up your resume, we will have some people there that can help you with that.
Tomorrow's job fair is from noon until 4 at the College Station Hilton. A list of employers is online at bcschamber.org. Bryan Collegiate High will be involved in developing similar campuses around the state. Collegiate is among 13 recipients of a Texas Education Agency grant to be a demonstration site for other school districts wanting to start an early college high school. Collegiate, which works with Blinn College, is among 150 campuses in Texas with a dual credit curriculum. The day before the Texas A&M System Board of Regents considers approving a nearly $2 billion operating budget for the flagship campus and Health Science Center next year, comes renewed criticism from Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick about recent tuition and fee increases. Patrick told reporters at a Capitol News conference that future nominees for regents statewide could face more direct questioning.
Do you support giving 20 and 30 and 40% raises? Do you support increasing tuition five times the average family income? Do you support cost going through the stratosphere and pricing average students out? The Board of Regents, and we have many fine people that serve, need to understand their job is not to be a rubber stamp for our higher education. They need to be a protector of the students and the families.
And Patrick said A&M reported tuition and fees since 2003 have increased 97%, while median household income and the consumer price index rose just 32%. A spin on an old computer scam has been reported to the Better Business Bureau. Regional Director Bill McGuire says if your computer gets a blue screen with a message to call Microsoft to remove a virus, reboot your computer instead. McGuire says for those who are scammed, that means giving outside access to their computers. He says his office received two calls this week. Both people called the scammer but hung up before it was too late.
Microsoft has no way of determining that you have a virus on your computer just by throwing up a screen on your computer and saying, hey, call us.
McGuire says for those who do have computer virus issues to contact the BBB for the names of accredited repair companies. On March 2nd, several charges were made with a stolen credit card at local stores totaling about $4,200. Bryan Police has released store video of a man of interest. You can see the video online at WTAW.com. Anyone with information is asked to contact Bryan Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 62 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More local news after Fox News at 8. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, Bubba Dixon, your friend from Tom Light Chevrolet here with a simple proposition. You could wake up early and waste a whole day looking all over for a Chevy deal, or search TomLight.com and discover hundreds of vehicles within minutes. There you'll find over 250 vehicles to choose from, including a triple-digit selection of Chevy's best-selling truck, Chevy Silverado, and a great assortment of GM certified pre-owns with remaining factory warranty and an extra 12 months and 12,000 miles included, plus 2 years of free oil changes. Best of all, every single car, truck, or SUV comes with Tom Light's most competitive pricing. The choice is clear. Take the TomLight.com challenge or visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karistan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggie Lane Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggie Lane Carpet One during our National Karistan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Good morning, it's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Mostly cloudy skies during this morning with scattered showers and thunderstorms, some heavy. Then it should become partly sunny this afternoon. High temperature in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy skies during tonight, 64 to 68. A mixture of clouds and sunshine on Thursday. Maybe a late day shower or thunderstorm in the mid to upper 80s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday night, low 70s then. And an isolated shower or thunderstorm on Friday, into the 80s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I'll let you know how the Texas A&M baseball team did. Also, I'll fill you in on some news about the MLB and the NBA. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Let's head to D.C. Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you this morning.
You know, we're getting to this point. I know at the end of this week, then y'all are going to be gone for another 10-day stretch. It's then we got summertime coming up. There's still a lot to be done before you take your longer break for the conventions. So tell us what, I guess, anything that happened last week since we visited.
Yes, we passed a couple of additional bills to rein in the IRS and some of the abuses that are going on there. And then also, our constituents may not realize it back home, but the FCC has decided under an old 20th century law that they want to try to regulate the rates on broadband internet access. And so we passed a bill to roll back the FCC's ability to do that. I'm hopeful that these things will have a good, that they'll come up for a vote in the Senate and that they'll pass and go to the president.
You know, last week we did talk a little bit about the IRS and tax day is finally getting to people where we've up until this long in the year, we have had to work to pay our taxes. And you were mentioned, of course, obviously you're chairman of the Republican Study Committee, but also you had some pretty pointed comments when it came to the IRS.
Yeah, I mean, they're just incompetent. How can an agency send out refunds without checking to make sure taxes have actually been paid? And I had a personal situation happen like that this year. I got a letter from the IRS that was sent to my accounting firm there in College Station that said that I owed them money for my IRA. And the reason is because the IRS gave out an $18,000. Somebody filed a 990T in the name of my IRA, and I got an $18,500 refund.
So basically your identity stolen.
My IRA did. Yeah. Now, IRAs don't pay taxes, and so I don't know how the IRS could accept a return, a 990T for an IRA, and that said that taxes have been paid and therefore a refund is due, and they just chunked out that money, and now they say I owe that and some others. So anyway, but we'll get it fixed, but, you know, it's just a pain in the rear. Well, it happens to everybody. You can know that now.
Sooner, exactly. If it can happen to a member of Congress, obviously, for the guy on the street, and we run plenty of advertising when it has to do with identity theft, it is certainly a big problem. You know, one of the other things, and the Rush update today spoke to this, and you and I talked about it last week, that United Healthcare has said that they're going to be getting out of the Obamacare business by the end of next year. Tell me, obviously, Blue Cross Blue Shield has said that their premiums are 22% higher for people who don't get their insurance through their employer. So it's Obamacare, the Health Care Act, is costing far more money than we thought. You have said that the Republican Party does and will have a plan. Tell me where we are in that plan as far as dismantling portions of the Affordable Care Act.
Well, let me ask the second part first. Answer the second part first. We did pass a reconciliation bill late last year to revoke as much of Obamacare as we can, and then we sent it to the president. Of course, the president vetoed it, and we tried to override the veto and couldn't get the 2/3 necessary. So our goal is still to get rid of it. One of the things that we as Republicans have not been good about is putting forth our alternative. And so late last week, the Republican Study Committee rolled out legislative solutions for all of the aspirational agenda that Speaker Paul Ryan's been talking about. And with respect to health care, we rolled out our health care bill that we introduced last year, which has more co-sponsors than anybody else in Congress, as well, you know, has 160 co-sponsors, I believe, which is more than the health care bill. And it relies on free market principles. It puts patient and providers back together having a conversation about their health care without a bunch of bureaucrats or insurance company folks in the middle of that. And so we are actually working on it. We actually have a good proposal at this point.
Now, I don't know that it matters that much. I guess there's certainly there'll be a plank in the platform for the Republican candidate when it comes to the dismantling of this as well.
I would hope so, yes.
Okay. Now, there was a story on 60 Minutes this weekend. It had to do with H.R. 4443. It's called the STOP Act. To give people a little background, back in 2014, the Supreme Court basically said that donors could contribute as much as they wanted to candidates and political committees. And so we fast forward to now, and David Jolly, who is a representative from Florida, said on 60 Minutes that he basically is given a quota of how much money he has to raise. He's got to get on the phone. He has to call people. Sometimes he doesn't even know them. They showed pictures of basically an answer tree where members of Congress sit down in small rooms or walk the streets of D.C. because you can't make the calls from your office and ask for money from people they know or from third parties. What's your reaction to that? First of all, that story. I mean, is this something that you have spent some of your time doing while you're in D.C.?
Oh, yeah. I have to spend time raising money just like everybody else. And that's one of the parts about this job that I think most of us don't like. But, I mean, in order to run a campaign, it takes resources. It takes you got to have people, you got to have volunteers, you got to have and money. And if you're going to be successful and running for Congress, then you have to have the money part of it. And then one other aspect is that you have to raise money for the committee that helped get you elected in the first place. And so I have dues that I have to pay the National Republican Congressional Committee, and that's where those rooms were videotaped over at the NRCC. Look, I don't like it, but it's part of the gig. And, while I appreciate what David Jolly's trying to do, one of the things he hasn't thought about in this bill is if I'm not raising money, then the special interest groups are going to determine how they are going to do things. And so the special interest money, whether it's from unions or from corporations, is going to determine the outcomes of races. Well, I'd rather have more of a say in it by raising the money myself and then being able to direct that in the way that best suits either my district or the other folks that I want to try to help out. One of the interesting things about Mr. Jolly is that many of us on the Republican Party, as well as the NRCC, spent millions of dollars to try to help him get elected. And now all of a sudden he says, "Well, no, I don't have to help others now because I'm going to do something. I want to do it a different way." I find that kind of interesting.
Right. Well, in other words, he wants to change the rules of the game after he's already gotten into the game. Yeah.
Yeah, and a part of it is he's running. And again, I'm not trying to be critical, and this is not intended to be critical. It's more factual than anything else. He's running for Senate in Florida. That takes tens of millions of dollars to win a statewide race in Florida. He had a really, really bad fundraising quarter in the fourth quarter of last year, and he only raised like a little over $100,000 when the rest of the candidates in that Senate race on both sides out raised millions. And so this bill is sort of a way to sort of say, well, now I'm philosophically opposed to it since I had such a bad quarter. It's sort of trying to do a retroactive cleanup of his fundraising performance.
Well, any of us who have spent time in sales know that you sit down in a sales room and there's a whiteboard there and everybody's numbers get put up for everybody to see, which is, I mean, that's it. That's a measure of your performance. They seem to show a board. Was that a misrepresentation or does that board really exist?
No, the boards really exist. And those are actually the dues to the NRCC. And I'll be candid. I mean, my dues to the NRCC are $450,000 for this cycle. So in addition to the money I raise for my own campaign, I have to go raise almost another $500,000 for the NRCC. And then there are other sub-programs in there. One's for young guns. That's where you go get new Republican candidates and try to get them to cross the finish line to become members of Congress. And then there's a program called the Patriot Program, and that's where you have incumbent members that may be endangered because of their districts. And so you raise money for them. And so all told, I will raise over $500,000 for the NRCC this quarter. This cycle, this over 2015 and 2016. Mm. But look, I mean, when I ran in 2010, those groups came in and helped both sides. They helped Chet Edwards try to keep his seat, mm-hmm. and then they also tried to help me win the seat from him. And so I feel like I have an obligation to help others now that they help me. And so I don't view it as negatively. And I will tell you this, I don't go over those rooms and spend hours and hours and hours like they were trying to claim. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's got a different way to raise money, and mine's more personal. I know people, I'll go sit down with them and say, hey, can you help me out in fulfilling my dues requirement? And so I don't spend 4 hours a day anywhere trying to raise money. It's just not like that.
Well, there you go. And I presume it's on the CBS website if you didn't see the story, but that was on 60 Minutes last night. I appreciate Sunday night. I appreciate you giving us more background on that. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. We appreciate the time again.
You bet. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thanks so much.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to provide reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, People Power is one energy source that you can always depend on. At Mid-South Synergy, we are your crew. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
A happy life doesn't require perfection from us. Sometimes a little serendipity, where the pieces just fall into place, goes a long way. In 1968, a scientist at the manufacturing company 3M was trying to develop some super strong adhesive. Instead, he accidentally created what he called a low-tack reusable glue. For 6 years, the adhesive was considered a solution without a problem. Nobody knew what to do with it. Then in 1974, another scientist at the company, Art Fry, stumbled upon a simple use for the unusual glue when he used it to stick a bookmark to his church hymnal. That day, the Post-it note was born, completely by accident. Even the original note's familiar yellow color was a fluke. The lab next door to the team developing the Post-it note only had yellow scrap paper available. Nearly the entire Post-it note idea, from conception to completion, came about by accident, not by purposeful design. And now, decades later, Post-it notes are a household name. What a great illustration for how life works for all of us. Living life with purpose is important, but we all need a little serendipity along the way as well. It isn't about taking perfect steps. It's about walking a path imperfectly while headed in the right direction. And that's true in marriage, in parenting, and in everyday life. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Day.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It's 7:54. The number 2 Texas A&M Aggies used a 5-run fifth inning, including a pinch-hit grand slam from Jonathan Maroney, to down the UT Arlington Mavericks 7-3 Tuesday evening on Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. Maroney was especially excited about this particular play.
My dad, he sits right behind home plate right there, and always where I can see him if I was across the plate. And he sits there every single game through the rain, through the heat, and he just waits for me. And so I felt like I'd just give him a little shout-out coming home, but I mean, it wasn't just me. It was great at bat after great at bat. They get the bases loaded and got down in a 3-0 count, and he threw a 3-0 fastball right down the middle, and I was just praying for that pitch again. He threw it, and I just let the bat work.
The Aggies took a 2-1 lead in the fifth before piling the nickel on the Mavericks. Aggie pitching struck out 13 on the day. Here's Coach Rob Childress on the win.
I'm proud of our team, you know, coming out and taking care of business on a Tuesday night after the emotional weekend and, you know, still fighting things a little bit from an offensive standpoint. Give UTA pitchers credit. You know, they did a nice job. But, you know, we had some heroes tonight that haven't pitched in a while. I thought Turner Larkins was big for us and coming out and stopping them in their tracks. And obviously, Case and Sherrod for finishing it up. But, you know, Jonathan Maroney again proves he's ready to go coming off the bench and gets a big hit after an inning we set up with all with two outs.
The Aggies hit the open road for a three-game set with Arkansas starting Friday. The number 18 Texas A&M softball team will take on Texas State at 6 p.m. tonight at the Bobcat Softball Stadium in San Marcos. A&M is looking to snap a three-game losing skid. Texas State is currently 30-17 on the season. Tonight's game can be heard locally on Navasota News 1550 KWBC. In Major League Baseball, A.J. Griffin threw eight strong innings, allowing just four singles and a walk as the Texas Rangers ended a four-game skid with a 10-1 win over the New York Yankees at Arlington last night. They were no-hit for six innings by Yankees right-hander Nathan Eovaldi on Monday night. The Rangers jumped on the Yankees for five runs, the same run total as their previous four games combined. More possible good news for Rangers fans. Ace Yu Darvish has finished throwing another live batting practice session. Darvish threw 45 pitches during a session Tuesday afternoon that was broken up to simulate three innings. He threw 14 pitches in the first set, 17 in the second, and 14 in the last. Neither Darvish nor the Rangers said what is next for the right-hander who had Tommy John surgery on his elbow 13 months ago. In Seattle, Robinson Cano drove in six runs as the Seattle Mariners beat the Houston Astros last night 11-1. Dallas Keuchel pitched six innings of six-hit ball in the defeat, falling to 2-3. The left-hander allowed five runs while striking out five and walking two. In NBA news, Dallas Mavericks star Dirk Nowitzki says he's not retiring, and it was, quote, pretty much crazy talk for Coach Rick Carlisle to suggest Nowitzki might consider playing elsewhere after their first round playoff elimination. Nowitzki led the Mavericks in scoring for the season and says it's all but certain he'll spend a 19th season with Dallas. And now here's KO.
That's going to do it for sports. We're in the studio with Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota. Now, Mike, I know you guys, you know, obviously you sell vehicles and you've got pretty much all of them, but like Porsche and Mercedes.
Yeah, no, we have.
In Navasota. But you also work on them.
We sure do. I really want to talk about our service department. You know, they do a great job. They're 100% CSI. I mean, the customer service index at our Ford store is.
That means everybody that comes through is absolutely 100% satisfied.
Well, everyone that they survey.
Okay, is, fair just, enough.
You know, but the factory really watches all that stuff, and we've had great reputation in our service department for taking care of our customers. And I know it's, you know, we service a lot of outlying markets because we're in Navasota, right? Driving out there 15 minutes will make it worth your time, really will.
All right, to find out more, to get the deal of the day and free car Friday because it's getting close.
Yep, teamofnavasota.com.
That's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is amazing what just a few words from, like Kobe Bryant can mean to any kind of an organization, especially when that organization is the Idaho Potato People. You know, they've had that giant potato truck thing going around the country. Hasn't really worked very well. Well, the night that he was retiring, ESPN reporter Heather Cox was interviewing him. Heather is the spokesperson for the Potato People. In the midst of the interview, Kobe asked her, is that potato still missing? As a result, the potato folks said they're going to keep the truck running indefinitely, simply because Kobe made the mention, interest went up. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.